Blog Talk Radio.
Presents Purpose Gospel Radio, and I'm your host, Dr. Pastor Ken.
Hey, man, well, we should have Pastor Kitwis here with us tonight. We're going to continue on in Revelation and Luke, it seems like. So, but for now, let's open up with a prayer. Amen. All right. Lord God, may your grace rule in our hearts and your love come to us in glorious fulfillment of your promise. So that in our time we may have community with one another to praise and worship you. Then we will be people belonging to you and receiving help from you. Bless your word within us, we pray. Teach us again and again how to keep your word, how to be your children in deed and in truth. May we be given strength of heart whenever great sorrow comes to us. Let your will be revealed everywhere. Let all the humankind know that you rule, that you help us and will remain with us into all eternity. For our names are recorded with you, and we want to stay with you. So, Father in heaven, we want nothing else but to be your children in this world, to be your children in your care for all eternity. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. Well, I'm going to play some music here to get us started. Some great gospel music here. Play Open the Door, See You Later by Christian Gray, Better Days by Leonard Johnson, and Chasing Me Down by Israel and the New Breed and featuring Ty Trebek. Amen. Here we go.
I'm walking outside, open door. I ain't looking back no more. See you later. See you later. I'm walking outside, open door. I ain't looking back no more. See you later. See you later. Tell Urban Meyer in the mayor, the new Ohio player. Got everybody going up in the T-bus with a new Austin banger. OH, that's what they say when they ask where I'm from, then they say IO. Used to live up north on the Hudson, but east side is my home. Marlo knows I'm the artwork, that artwork to preserve since I was born looking lightly and first. Now I'm older and I think I'm a perfect mix. And mama, don't be nervous. I know you're wondering when I'm gonna worship. You know I still got the heart of a servant. I'm just making these rappers nervous. I know I'm perfect, no apostrophe, imperfect. Santa taught me how to be a wordsmith. I hope he hit a home run on the first pitch. I know, School of Rose Bay. It's a new Christian Gray. I never stop learning. Cats thought I sound like 50 James. I know. This God-given talent was always a challenge of mine. Nobody can stop me, he gave me a ladder to climb. Yeah, I try to explain it, but really it's hard to define. I'll never conform to the way that they think I should shine. You know the funny thing is, I think they know me now. Running through my city, I think they know me now. Feel like it took forever, I think they know me now. My family rolling with me, need you to hold me now.
Don't worry about me.
homie, I'll be fine. You know the funny is, I think they know me now. Running through my city, I think they know me now. Feel like it took forever, I think they know me now. My family rolling with me, and I won't let you go.
Thank you. Because they think it's hell and damnation. But actually, if you actually listen to the first part of the message, it's a roadmap to what's happening. This book is a transliteration, all the books that pre-talk about this. As we talked about yesterday, that was Ezekiel, Isaiah, Daniel, and the book of Enoch. And they all end up in one book. And this way, we can find and see everything that has happened. So, starting in verse 9, I, John, with you all the way in the trial and the kingdom of passion of the presence in Jesus, was on the island called Patmos because of God's word, the witness of Jesus Christ. It was the Sabbath Saturday, and I was in the spirit praying. I heard a loud voice behind me, a trumpet, clear and precise. Write what you see into a book. Send it to the seven churches. Now, you have to understand something, that the word churches in our language does not mean the same thing as the Hebrew. Now, the word churches actually refers to a tabernacle or synagogue, because the word in Hebrew means in a called out assembly. So it's not really a church. So the transliteration of churches is actually a mistranslation. And he has to send the letters to Ephesus, Samaria, Pergamum, Tyria, Sardis, Philippi, and Lucida. I turned and saw a voice following the pattern, which in the message of the lie of the Bible, meaning to the end time believers. Now, what we have to understand is the way this is listed, Ephesus, Samaria, Pergamum, Tyria, Sardis, Philippi, and Lycia, if you look at a map of Egypt, you'll see that when they cross from the Isle of Patmos, the first church they come to is in Ephesus. The next church is Samaria. So this was written in a way that the letters could be dropped as they pass through. And John had to write this in a way that the Roman soldiers couldn't understand what he was saying. So, I saw a seven golden menorah. Now, you have to understand something here. If you go to a Pentecostal church, a Baptist church, a Catholic church, you don't even have any idea what a menorah is. This is a messianic Hebrew symbol. This was written to special people. I saw seven golden menorah and seven branches, and in the center, the Son of Man, in a robe and a golden breastplate, hair of bronze and white, eyes pouring fire bronze, both feet furnace fired bronze, his voice a contact right hand holding the seven stars, his mouth a sharp bitty two-edged sword, his face a prodigy sun. And I saw this and fainted dead at his feet. His right hand pulled me upright. His voice resonated me. The Old Testament prophets described him the same way. You'll see this in Daniel chapter 10, verse 6, Isaiah 53, verse 2, 17 to 20. Don't fear. I am first. I am last. I am alive. I died, but I came to life. My life is now forever. See the keys in my hand. They open the locked death's doors. They open the locked Hades gates. Now write down everything you see, things that are, things are about to be. Now here's where it gets really interesting, okay? This does not refer to the book. Look at the past prophets. Remember the ancestry. Only with God's help can we ascend to the kingdom. All shall. As it says in John 3:16, he died for whosoever. The seven stars you saw in my right hand and the seven branches of the golden menorah, do you want to know what's behind them? The seven stars are the seven angels of the seven churches. Angels are messengers, guardian angels, i.e. in today, pastors, deacons, evangelists. And I'm not talking about those who teach false doctrine either. I'm talking about those who preach the word of God, the biblical stand that is in the word of God. The menorah, seven branches of seven churches. This refers to a Hebrew thing, because in most Jewish churches and Jewish Orthodox churches and Messianic churches, they all have menorahs. In closing, we need to be sold out to the Lord to understand the book of Revelations. We need to understand that we must be bond servants, and we must be totally sold out to him. Ask yourself these two questions. Who are you? And where are you going? Who are you? Are you a Christian? Or are you a slave to sin? Where are you going? Are you going to hell? Or are you going to heaven for eternal life? The choice is yours. It is yours. Now, Pastor Ken, if you wouldn't mind doing a really cool altar call.
Yes, okay. All right. If you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, you have a chance to do so right now. All you have to do is simply say this prayer after me. Say, dear God in heaven, I come to you in the name of Jesus. I acknowledge to you that I am a sinner. I am so sorry for my sins and the life that I have lived. And I so desperately need your forgiveness. I believe that your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, shed his precious blood on the cross of Calvary, and he died for my sins. And I'm now willing to turn from my sins. You said in your holy word in Romans 10:9, that if I confess the Lord our God and believe in our hearts that God raised Jesus from the dead, we shall be saved. So right now I confess Jesus as the Lord of my soul. With my heart, I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. This very moment, I accept Jesus Christ as my own personal Savior, and according to His Word, right now I am saved. So I say to you, thank you, Jesus, for your unlimited grace, which has saved me from my sins. I thank you, Jesus, that your grace never leads to license, but rather it always leads to repentance. So therefore, Lord Jesus, please transform my life so that I may bring glory and honor to you alone and not to myself. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry want to welcome you and your family of God. And we want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may He always keep you highly favored. And if you said that prayer, you need to call 657-383-1487. And let us know that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior tonight. And once again, that number is 657-383-1487. Press that one key, and I will bring you on. Amen. Amen. All righty. We're now going to go into Luke chapter 8. And Luke chapter 8 talks about the parable of the sower. There are going to be times in our lives when we try to share the gospel and are not successful. The tough reality is that many of our efforts will fail. That, however, cannot stop us from trying, because some of our efforts will be successful, and heaven rejoices over every saved soul. So that is what the parable of the sower is all about. Jesus faced rejection his entire life. Not every person that heard him or saw him became a follower of his. The greatest example of this is Judas. Not only did Judas reject Jesus, he betrayed him for money and turned him over to be crucified. To put things in a proper perspective, any rejection that we may face, gospel pales in comparison to the rejection that our Savior faced while he was on earth. As disciples of Jesus, we need to think about that as I read these scriptures to you. And this is taken from Luke chapter 8, verses 4 to 15. While a large crowd was coming together, and those from the various cities were journeying to him, he spoke by the way of a parable. The sower went out to sow his seed, and he sowed some fell beside the road, and it was trampled underfoot, and the birds of the air ate it up. Other seed fell on rocky soil. As soon as it grew, it withered away because it had no moisture. Other seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up with it and choked it out. Other seed fell into good soil and grew up and produced a crop of 100 times as great. And he said these things, he would call out, he has ears to hear, let him hear. His disciples began questioning him as to what this parable meant. And he said to you, it has been granted to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to rest in his parables, so that seeing that may not be and hearing may be understood. Now the parable is this, the seed is the word of God. Those beside the road are those who have heard, then the devil comes and takes away the word from their heart, so they will not believe and be saved. So those on rocky soil are those who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and those have the firm root they believe for a while, and in time temptation falls away. So the seeds that fell among the thorns, these are the ones who have heard as they go on their way to, they are choked with worries and riches of pleasure of this life and bring no fruit to maturity. But the seed in good soil, these are the ones who have heard the word in an honest and good heart and hold it fast and bear fruit with perseverance. So, examples of seeds not yielding fruit. Jesus tells this parable to prepare his disciples for the rejection and adversity they are about to face. In the same way, the Bible records those words spoken by Jesus so that we would be prepared for the rejection that we are going to face. This is to prepare us. So, as I read the following three scriptures from the parable of the sower, pay careful attention to the different ways that our efforts to share the gospel can fail. In Luke chapter 8, verse 12, those beside the road are those who have heard. Then the devil comes and takes it away from the word from the heart, so they will not believe and be saved. In Luke chapter 8, verse 13, those on the soil are those who when they hear and receive the word with joy, and these have no firm root, for a while, and in temptation, fall away. And lastly, Luke chapter 8, verse 14, and the seed which fell among the thorns, these are the ones who have heard, as they go on their way, they are choked with worries, and which is a pleasure of this life, and bring no fruit to maturity. So, rejection. It is important to recognize that Jesus did not allow rejection to deter him from fulfilling God's plan. Somebody once said, do not let what you cannot do stop you from doing what you can. So whoever said that knew what they were talking about. As Christians, we can't allow our fear of failure to deter our efforts in sharing the gospel. Some seeds will produce fruit. The most precious thing in the world is a soul that was once lost comes to you. And the parable of the lost sheep, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 18, verse 11 to 14, the Son of Man has come to save that which was lost. What do you think? If any man has 100 sheep and one of them has gone astray, does he not leave the 99 on the mountains and go and search for the one that was straying? If it turns out that he finds it truly, I say to you, he rejoices over it more than over the 99, which have not gone astray. So it's not the will of your Father, who is in heaven, that one of these little ones perish. So if we fail 100 times in our efforts to share the gospel, and the only one is successful, heaven rejoices over that one. So others will nurture the seed that we plant. In the Apostle Paul's first letter to Corinthians, he explained how a Christian's job is to plant seeds by sharing the gospel. Others will water those seeds, and God will provide the increase. We do not need to worry about the results. God will take care of that. Our job is to keep planting seeds. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6 or 7, I planted Apollos water by God, but God was causing the growth. So when Jesus spoke the parable of the sower, he did not shy away from the fact that the rejection comes from the territory. If you want to be one of his followers, quite the opposite. So Jesus warns us this would be the case so that we can prepare ourselves and persevere in the face of rejection. Jesus also made sure to point out the same of our efforts will be successful and how glorious it is when somebody obeys the gospel. So let us conclude. The parable of the sower teaches us the importance of teamwork when it comes to sharing the gospel. The seeds that we plant will be nurtured by others. Some will take root and others will not. It is God that will provide the increase. Our job is to keep planting those seeds. So we will end today's lesson with the following scripture, commonly referred to as the Great Commission. In Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 to 20, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to follow all that I commanded you, and behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. Amen. And I hope you got something from today's lesson, and you can talk about it and call us and let us know. Amen. Okay, Pastor Kent. Well, what did you think about that?
Always informative. Always. It don't matter. It don't matter how long it's been since I heard your preaching. I always get something. You know.
Amen. Alrighty.
As my great grandfather said, if you stop learning, you're dead.
Yep. We always can learn something. Yes, we can.
Yep.
Amen to that. All right. Well, let's play some music here. Let's see. Let's play, put a praise on it by Tasha Cobb Leonard and Kiara Sharon, and Overcome by Ty Jabet, and I'll Just Say Yes by Brian Courtney Wilson. Jesus Christ. just say yes and trust the Lord. Amen. That's all you got to do. It's very simple. Amen. Okay, Pastor Kent, we've got a caller here. Let's take it and see what we have. Okay? 111, you're now on air.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. I'm a big fan of Pastor King. Hold on, I got one that prayer. Wait, hold on.
Say what? Coming in clear, sir. Pretty young up. Okay. Well, whatever that was, we'll pray for you, sir. Amen. So, Pastor Kent, what did you think of the song?
Yep. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. You know, I have a wide variety of song that
yes.
I like. I don't mind country. I don't mind rock. Only thing I don't listen to is usually jazz and rap. There's a few rap singers I'll listen to, but they're few and far between. I'm more into the heavy metal.
Yes. Yes, you are. I was going to say, that's why I kind of like that first song I start off with is Fly to the Angels. Okay, it's a great song. Yes.
Yep, it is. It is. It is.
Well, we got some more callers here. We got a bunch of callers here, Pastor Kent. Let's take them and see what we got. Okay, hopefully they'll be good callers.
One, you're on here.
Oh, they hung up. Okay. 111, you're on the air.
Hold on. Got to finish. Pissed. Hold on. When you get older, you'll piss a lot. To the Walmart. Today, first today.
Okay, they hung up. Okay, nobody was a good caller. That's a shame. Well, I guess we'll go into the prophetic word for today. The Father says today, learn to limit your counselors. A multitude of counselors is of no use if they are not in your corner or not dispensing the wisdom from on high. Just because someone offers you an opinion does not mean you need to accept it or act upon it. My name is Counselor. So if you seek me first, you will not have to sort out through the maraud of enlightenment. and uninformed viewpoints from others who do not have your best interests in mind. Purpose is to seek my face before you seek the face of man. You are not incapable of looking into my word and inquiring of my spirit and acting on what I tell you. The counsel of man is only valuable when it comes from one who is walking under a heavier anointing or greater favor than you are experiencing. The person who counsels you can only reproduce what they are experiencing themselves. It is that person walking in a place of promotion, promise, or an increase by my hand. Would you be blessed if you experienced your version of your counsel's breakthrough? If not, then the courteous and kind, but move on. I will be the voice speaking always over your shoulder, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. When you do what I instruct, things will always work out to bring you into your blessing place. Amen. And this goes out to those who need it, and you know who you are. Amen. All righty.
Amen.
All righty. Well, I'm going to give a shout-out to Juan from Alabama and his Ken Boat, because I know they're listening like they do every night. Amen. God bless them. All righty. We got another caller here, 111. Let's take it. Here we have. 111, you're on here.
Oh, well, what was that for me? Oh.
Are you all right, sir?
Drank a big gulp earlier. Oh. Stop. Oh, hold on.
Okay. Well, there's evidently
There's more.
So, I guess he needs to work. Amen. And this is not the place. Amen. God bless you, sir. And he just hung up. All right. Well, whatever that was, I hope he's okay. All righty. Well, Pastor Kent, would you pray us out for this fine evening?
Yep. Father, we thank you for being here with us and for allowing us in your throne room. I pray that those that listened will be blessed, sanctified, and restored. Keep them safe and sound till we meet again. And we ask these things in Yeshua's precious name. Amen. So are we on tomorrow night, sir?
Yes, as far as I can see, we're good to go.
All right, then. We'll see you at 8 tomorrow, then.
All righty. God bless you, Pastor Kent. Have a great night.
God bless. You too. Bye now.
Bye-bye, everybody. Have a great night.